Well, good evening, and welcome to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. Excuse me. I want to thank you very much for joining me here, both live and on the recording, because I know just how valuable time is, that one commodity that we just cannot replace. And my name is Carla McNeil, and my direct email is carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's RetireWithCarla.com. And my direct phone, my toll-free number is 877-767-7544. And you have dialed into the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. We get together every Tuesday night at 5:30 Pacific and talk about ways to take our business forward, to move things up another step, and every once in a while to talk about social media and get things going there as well. Please do feel free to email me your questions or put your hand up and ask your questions online. That's fine too, or on the phone. But if you are too shy, please do send me an email or leave me a message on my phone number, 877-767-7544, and I'd be happy to answer your questions for you if I can. And if I can't, maybe I'll be able to direct you to someone who can. So I'm looking for people who want to play in a team environment, people who are willing to be coached and mentored and supported and sometimes just booted in the butt. Building the multi-level marketing team and taking life to the next level, enjoying that financial freedom, being able to do what you want, when you want, with whom you want. Something we all kind of strive for. Everybody's is a little different, but it's what you want, when you want, with whom you want. Tonight, I'm asking you a question. I'm always asking you a question. What is holding you back? I have had a very interesting week this week. Had a few of my coaches. I follow a number of people on Facebook, on Twitter, on recordings, in books, in emails. And because I've always been searching. And even though I've been building this business for almost 5 years now, that date's coming up awful quick, August the 5th, 2010, that five-year date. I think we're at 162 days away. There's always been something missing. And I'm always kind of wondering, what's holding me back? What's holding you back? So it has been a very interesting week, different learnings, different listening to some things over and over again, getting my mind bent a little bit. And one of the things I've relearned from Dr. John Maxwell this week is people fail because of a phrase. Many, many times people fail because they say, I don't have the time. So how many people do you know that have been working on something, but they never seem to make any progress? And you ask them, oh, well, what did you do here? What did you do? Oh, well, no, I didn't do that. I didn't have the time. Oh, no, I didn't do that either. I didn't have the time. And they've been working on it, but they haven't been working on it. They've been building the business, but they haven't really been building the business. And one of the things that I have recognized is sometimes what you like doing the most is what is holding you back. Because if what you like doing the most is not building your business, is not a profit-producing activity to get your business to the autopilot stage, then you could be doing what you like, but it's actually holding you back. A great, great quote from Jim Rohn is, never begin the day until it's finished. And John Maxwell adds, on paper. Never begin the day until it's finished on paper. Planning out what you want to do, what is important for the day, is critical. And I know that's one of the things that holds me back, because I don't like doing that, so I don't do it. And you know what? Stats show that 1 minute of planning can actually save 10 minutes when it comes to the doing. Because when you don't plan, you will automatically flow, your activities will flow to your weakness. So you will end up doing things that you're not very good at, or that are not the activities that you need to be doing. Or it'll flow to the trivial. Like, oh, what did I do the other day that was trivial? I was picking things up off the carpet. Well, we should have got the vacuum cleaner out, but I was just going around by hand picking things up off the carpet. We have, you know, a dog and a cat, and the cat's starting to shed. And trivial stuff. Because I wasn't planned out for what I was going to be doing that day. So my time and my activities flowed towards the trivial. And when you don't plan, you surrender yourself to the emergencies of others. Now, in my slave camp job, I have a saying. And the saying is, a manager's poor planning is not my responsibility. And I make promises to other people that I will get certain things done by a specific time and date. Now, if I were to let a manager's poor planning take me out, and for me to be surrendering to their emergencies and doing what they want, then I'm going to be ruining or affecting my own reputation about getting things done. Because we all like to be a person who can be counted on, right? A person of their word. If you say you're going to do it, and you deliver. We all like to believe that that's the reputation we have, and that's what we do. But statistics show 1 minute of planning can save 10 minutes in the doing. So I personally am becoming much better at planning and writing things out. Much better. Time is what we want the most, but what we use the worst. And that is a quote by William Penn. Time is what we want the most. You want time to do all the fun stuff. You want time to go do things with your family. You want time to sit back, relax, and read a book. You want time to go rollerblading. You want time to travel. Time is what we want the most, but what we use the worst. Because when we don't plan, our time goes towards our weaknesses, to what's trivial, and to the emergencies of others. Making progress is never easy. How come? Why is that? What is it that we do to ensure that that progress is never easy? I mean, just like the experience that my husband and I have had recently with the rental property. It sure as heck hasn't been easy. We have made it very, very hard. Now, we're learning some great lessons, and we're learning them in the small rather than later on in the big when we have larger rental properties. But we knew this stuff. Why did we have to learn the lesson the hard way? And then last week, my husband told me, he said, Carla, you've got to listen to this guy. This guy is great. And his name is PJ Eby. PJ, the initials P and J, and last name is EBY. And he this week is where my mind bent. It has been definitely an interesting journey. And he talks about the fact that for some people, self-help just isn't the answer. And how many people do you know that have read a book on motivation? I mean, I do these teleseminars on sometimes on motivation, sometimes on business tips, sometimes on social media. I'm also going to start interviewing a few more people. I haven't interviewed anyone for ages. But who do you know that's read a book on motivation but couldn't get themselves motivated to do anything that was in the book? I know I've been in that place. Now, I can say that I have bought programs and I have listened to the programs and I've used the programs, but I haven't always implemented everything that's in the program. Why not? Why is it that one person can read a book, get a bunch of stuff out of it, and just move forward in their business like a freight train? And then there are those of us who can read the book and go, okay, well, yeah, but nothing's happening, nothing's different. So then we go to the saying, well, you know, different things work for different people. And here's where PJ affected me the most. And he goes, nope, that is a myth. Because it's not about the things, it's about the people. Now, what in the world do I mean by that? We are all in a different place. We all have different experiences. We all have different life experiences. We all have different perspective on things. That's like when the police say they interview three different witnesses who all witnessed the same accident, and they'll all tell a slightly different story. The perspectives are different, where they were in the incident. In the accident has a big play on what they saw, what they will say. So it's not necessarily about the how. It's about small things being done differently. Now, a great example that PJ Eby used is about swimmers. Now, there's a difference between the swimmer at the national level versus the Olympic level. Now, we just had the Olympics here in this beautiful city of Vancouver, so they're still on my mind. I can still see all the flags waving out. In fact, I have one Canada flag there waving out on my van. The difference can be as small as the angle in which a swimmer's hand goes into the water when they take their stroke. And that can make the difference between a national swimmer versus an Olympic swimmer. Because it's not necessarily how fast they're swimming. Because once you get to a certain level of fast, there really isn't much further you can go. But when they discovered that putting your hand in the water at a certain angle makes you go faster, that'll take you up a level. But the swimmers have to be prepared for that particular step to work. All the other steps leading up to that have to be in place as well. And guess what? You and I didn't learn how to swim the same way. Just like I'm sure the Olympic swimmers and the national swimmers didn't necessarily learn how to swim the same way. They may not exercise the same. They may eat differently. They may swim at different times. All those small little things have an impact. So when a swimmer learns all of those different things, then they too can move up to that Olympic level. But if they're missing a step, they don't. That's just like you and I in building our businesses. You've got to have that foundation. You've you've got to be able to do the things you know you need to do. You've got to have processes in place. You've got to have procedures in place. Right now, I've been doing more and more video. Well, prior to this, I mean, I've got lots of experience doing teleseminars. And I can do a teleseminar very, very easily right now. But when I first started, oh, my goodness, my hands would shake. There was a few things I messed up. There was a couple of times that the recordings didn't work. I had to redo them. And it's all those little steps that lead to success, because success actually requires avoiding many separate causes of failure. Because it's those tiny little things, by doing them, you're avoiding the causes of failure. My husband and I just had a discussion the other night. Someone was talking about a process that needed to be done, and you just had to do something with your autoresponder. Now, for those of you who don't have an autoresponder, it's what allows me to send out emails to thousands of people at the same time. And I remember when we first started with an autoresponder, oh my gosh, it was overwhelming. We just couldn't figure out how to get one out. And it was amazing. And now I can pump them out easily because it's the steps. So different things work for different people is a myth. It's because the people are in a different place and have learned different techniques, understand and use different tools. When they learn all the things that the person it worked for, it'll work for them too. Because the gurus, they all have examples of successful people. They all say, oh no, the secret to this is, and the secret to that is. And every one of them who is saying that has success stories of people who were successful based on their programs, based on their tools, based on their techniques. And that's because they were at that place right then, right there, where that particular guru's information, product, or service was what they needed to break through. That was the next step in the chain. That was the missing link. So practice, go back to the swimmer, practice does not make perfect. Practice just makes permanent. So for the swimmer who's in there swimming every day, practicing, being very methodical, taking good care of themselves, being consistent, but they're not putting their hand in the water at the proper angle, is not going to make it to the Olympic level. So practice does not make perfect, it makes permanent. And you could be just getting better at doing something ineffectively. Huh? That's like if I learned how to do the videos, but I never did learn the art of how to upload them. And I was doing video after video after video, and I'm getting really good at doing videos. But I'm not uploading, so nobody's seeing them. So I'm just getting better at being ineffective. Eek, what an awful thought. So, yes, you can move up if that point of learning is the missing link. And if not, then nothing happens. So I'm going back to reading the personal development book, how I can read a personal development book and nothing happens, and you can read a personal development book and you go, oh my God, Carly, you got to read this one. It's just so wonderful. It made me, and I did this and I did that. Same thing. Every single one of us is at a different point in our lives with different learning, with different perspectives, and we all learn as we go and as we need. So when you know what's the next thing you need to learn, all of that, if you're like me, you know, you're getting lots of emails and it's easy to get distracted. But when you know the next thing you need to learn, for me, the next thing that I know I need to learn is video. And I hope you go to Butterfly Networking and enjoy the latest video I uploaded on Butterfly Networking. It was how to unfriend someone on Facebook. It's just a tiny little short little video. But that allows me to focus. I know I need to learn and get better at video. And I don't want to practice making permanent something bad or something that's not effective. So I'm taking that, focusing, leveraging my time, understanding that, nope, I don't need to go out and learn how to do this thing on WordPress right now. That's not where my focus needs to be. Nope, I don't need to go out and take another course on article writing. I've got that down to where I want it to be for right now, that maybe later on I will do something different in writing the articles. But right now, I know the next thing I need to learn and I need to focus on is video. What do you need to focus on? What is that next step? What is your weakest link? An excellent question to ask yourself. Now, right now, my focus is more on the social media rather than the network marketing and learning how to make a video. Another thing that PJEB said that hit home for me is it's not always an outside learning. Sometimes you need to change your belief. And I thought about that. I thought, okay, why am I avoiding doing the video? Everybody says, oh, you got to do video. That's great for search engine optimization. It's great for attraction marketing. People get to know who you are. They get to see who you are as a person. So why wasn't I? Why wasn't I recognizing that video was my weakest link? And then I realized, did I really want people to know me like that? Or do I want to be anonymous? And I know that when I was younger and in my teens and in my early 20s, there's no way I wanted to be known. I was very gregarious. I was out there all the time. And something happened. I don't know what it was. I don't remember. But I just now get this, oh, no. I like the anonymity. I don't want this. And I remember talking about stuff like that. So there is that belief inside of me that's stopping me from the video. So not only now do I need to learn the technical piece about how to do the video, I need to learn how to change my own belief about what I want. So asking a new question, it's not what can I do to make it better. It's figuring out, okay, where's that weakest link? You could call it a hot spot. You could call it the bottleneck, or what PJ calls it, the limiting factor, and that's the leverage point. And that new question, instead of wanting to know what you can do to make it better, ask yourself the question, what is it that's making things bad right now? Very different way of looking at it. And for me, it's been very powerful. So obviously, different things work for different people, I'm in the right place at the right time for PJ Eby's information. Now, whether you are, I don't know. You might be. He's got some great information out there. If you Google PJ Eby, you'll be able to find he's got a number of great things out there. So learning how to find your weakest link, what it is that's making things bad, is what's going to assist you in moving forward. And understanding that it's not different things work for different people. It's because different people are in different places and things work. Just like I'm looking at vehicle out here, and sometimes people can't drive. And it's because of them. It's not because of the car or the truck. It's because of them. It's what they, the beliefs they have inside themselves. Failure. Because I don't have the time. Lack of planning. Stats show that 1 minute of planning saves 10 minutes in the doing. And learning that different things work at different times for everyone. And focusing on asking yourself the better question, what's making things bad? What do I need to fix in order to move forward? So what I'm learning to fix is about letting people know what it is that I have to offer as a social media coach, a social media mentor. So that's what I'm going to do right now for the next 2 minutes, because guess what? I got a webinar series coming out. And that webinar series is going to teach you how to use social media to find customers, clients, and leads online. Because if you are like where I was in the beginning with social media, oh my goodness, it was frustrating. Can you remember? Can you feel it? It's like there is so much to learn. And again, this concept from PJ Eby, where do you want to focus? You want to focus. What do you need to learn first? So that's what my webinar series will do for you. It will take you through the steps that you need to get started with social media, how to connect the social media, how to have a strategy for taking yourself forward and what you need to do. So I want you to say yes. I want you to join this webinar series. And my commitment to you when you do that is I'm going to teach you something of quality. I'm going to provide quality information and quality techniques. And, of course, we want you to register. That's why we're talking about it. It's learning how to use social media, baby boomer to baby boomer, if you're a baby boomer. You understand the frustration of not knowing what to do, not knowing where to go next, not knowing who to trust. And why aren't you doing this all on your own? If you're anything like the baby boomer I am, then it's because you kind of get a little overwhelmed. There's so much to do. I can walk you through it. I can take you by the hand and walk you through that. And for the first 10 people who sign up for the webinar series, and to sign up for the webinar series, you can go to butterflynetworking.com/webinar. That's butterflynetworking.com/webinar, webinar. And you decide. I mean, no one is going to force you. When you're ready, the teacher will come. My commitment to you is quality education and quality techniques on how to make this happen. And those first 10 people who go to butterflynetworking.com/webinar, those first 10 people, I will personally set up your Twitter profile. Upload your picture. You have to give it to me. Upload your picture. We'll sit down, have a conversation about your keywords, what your profile is going to look like, and get that started for you. So head on over to butterflynetworking.com/webinar and give yourself that gift. Give yourself that gift of having someone take you by the hand, give you some quality education, some quality techniques, and come and join us. Give yourself that gift. So thanks very much for joining me here on the terrific Tuesday teleclass. And I look forward to all of your questions and comments. Keep them coming in. I do love to get them. They also are great ideas for some of the topics for each terrific Tuesday teleclass. And thanks very much, both live and on the webinar, and pardon me, teleseminar. And remember to have fun out there.